getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Oh, sometimes it's just hard to believe that another week has already flown by. Isn't it just amazing sometimes, huh? Here we go, another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, an entire hour of great old-time music. And they're all oldies on this show because we play all the songs off of phonograph records. Really, none of the new bands, none of the digital stuff. Granted, some of the bands we play are still out there playing. So, you know, that's groovy and all that. But we really focus the show on the older bands. Bands that put out phonograph records. You remember those round things, you know, plastic, had a big hole in the middle. Anyway, so let's get another show rolling. Brought to you, as always, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. And I don't know if I seem extra energetic today or what. I've had like 9 cups of coffee and 3 Pepsis. I don't know. I'm flying low today. So let's get the show rolling with the Brass Works. Here's the Daisies for You Polka. There you go, the Brass Works there, the Daisies for You Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and again, I find myself just lunging into another show with absolutely no plan. Sometimes, you know, I try to come up with a theme or an overriding thing, or I got something special to do. I got nothing today except a great big stack of great records that we're going to play here. By the way, the Brass Works we just heard from, hailing from Baltimore, Maryland. Just in case you're wondering, you know, I didn't even bring him in the studio with me. I don't know if you care. I ran into some old reel-to-reel tapes from the 1970s of some commercials that I did for ballrooms down in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, like the Bel Ray Ballroom and the Medina Ballroom, and there were a couple of others. I thought maybe it would be a hoot to throw one of those on the tape machine in here and give one of them a play here, because I don't know. I must have thought they were pretty good at the time, because I've saved the tapes all these years. But I didn't bring them into the studio with me today. They're still back in storage, and I'm not going to go get them today. Maybe next week. We'll see what we can arrange here. If nothing else, you can laugh at how ridiculous I sounded 40-some years ago. So back to the great old-time music. Whoopee John and the band here. Here's the Hello, Joe Polka. There you go, Whoopee John of the band there, and the Hello Joe Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Les and the Polka Jacks coming up here in just a little bit. Before we get to that, I need to talk about Melanie and her music lessons. That's why we call it melaniesmusiclessons.com, because Melanie gives music lessons the new high-tech way, live in what you... it's like a video conference. It's live via Skype. And if you're familiar with the Skype program, you would already understand how that works. But if not, it's just a way that you communicate with people via your computer or your tablet or your laptop or your smartphone or whatever, where you can have actual interactive video live. And that's how she gives her music lessons, whether you'd like to learn accordion, piano, electronic keyboard, or even music theory. Melanie can help you out. More than 30 years of experience giving music lessons, so you know she knows what she's doing. Now, it's a very convenient way to take a music lesson, because you can do it anywhere. You don't have to vacuum before the teacher comes over and stuff like that. And your first lesson's free. There's no obligation. Find out more. The easiest way to do that would be to stop by melaniesmusiclessons.com. Just that easy. MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All the information is there. It'll also link you to her YouTube channel, where you can watch some videos of her playing the accordion, and also her Facebook page. Which reminds me to remind you that we are now on Facebook as well. If you want to check that out, please do, and then like us if you would, because, well, everybody likes to be liked. Now, there's a name for a polka. Anyway, check it out. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get you to our Facebook page, and you can always make a request there if you'd like, or, you know, if you just want to chit-chat, say hi, tell us where you're listening, or whatever the case might be. By all means, you can do that. You can email, too, just oompahour@mail.com if you have a song you'd like to request, or a band, or something you have a question about, or whatever. Feel free. We love to get the emails. We love to get the requests on for you when we can, too, because I will track down the band or the song that you might be looking for. It might take me a while, because none of these records are organized. You know, some guys have put them in alphabetical order and whatnot. Yeah, no, not me. They're starting in boxes and gradually getting ready to move to shelves. And I'm trying to sort them out via ethnic origin, I guess you'd say, like all the Polish polkas and all the German polkas and all the Czech and Slav polkas, kind of that way, a little bit anyway, so that I can try to mix it up pretty good. And I know that sometimes it seems like we're heavy on the Polish-style polkas, and that's just because there are so many. There's so many records. There's such a proliferation of records. And there's a lot of German records, too, but a large percentage of them are Six Fat Dutchmen and Whoopie John, and that's just the way it is. And so you gotta mix it up. But if you have suggestions, by all means, drop us an email, oompahour@mail.com, because we want to play what you want to hear, by golly. Less than the Polka Jacks, always one of my favorite outfits. They're from the Twin Cities, another one of those bands that recorded on the Aleatoric record label. And if you listen to the show before, you know that I'm particularly fond of records from the Aleatoric record label out of Minneapolis. But anyway, Less Than the Polka Jacks are from Minneapolis. They did this for this record, oh, heck, I don't know, probably, I don't even want to talk about how long ago it was. It starts making me feel old. I work with people, I found out today, I have CDs older than they are. Okay, that's just sad, I'm telling you. Less Than the Polka Jacks will get us out of this mess. Here's the Let the Sun Shine In Polka.
Smiling faces is the happiness we have in Polka Land. Mom and Dad, Sister Sue, Yash and Stash and Mary Lou, dancing all night to the music of our band. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. At a dance in your home or at a tavern, that familiar sound we all enjoy to hear. Couples dancing round the floor, others asking for some more, and their spirits getting higher with some beer. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. To New York and through New England, people wishing all their friends, hey Nestovia! Happy feelings in the air, forget your troubles and your cares, join the ranks of people dancing everywhere. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart. So let the sun shine in, shake hands with your neighbor, and happiness will never leave your heart.
Less than the Polka Jacks, Let the Sunshine In. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, playing all the best old-time records right here, and genuine phonograph records, if you can imagine that. And I see that the time has come where I'm going to have to tidy up this studio again. I'm getting a lot of record sleeve dust all over the place. That never really happens to people in real life, in regular life. You play records on your hi-fi or whatever. But here, you know, you play a bunch of them constantly on these turntables, and all the little paper dust, for lack of a better word, that comes out of the sleeves with the records time and time again starts building up on the turntable. I've got to do some dusting. I need to get one of those Swiffer duster fluffy feathery things. That's what this studio needs, I'm telling you right now. All right, let's move on with some great old-time music here. Norby Baker and his Music Makers. This is on the old-time Jamboree record label out of LaGrange, Illinois. Here's the question and answer polka. Norby Baker and his Music Makers there. The question and answer polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Great old-time music for an entire hour. It's not really an entire hour. That is just such a fib. It's really for like 56 and a half minutes or something like that. It's never really a whole hour, but it's pretty close anyway. Hey, it's better than television, because when you watch an hour-long program on television, I could guarantee you that program is 41 minutes long. So when you think you're getting an entertainment value on that TV set, no, you're getting ripped off, man. You're watching an hour show and you're only getting 41 minutes of TV, of actual show. And when you don't watch a half-hour show, you know, you're getting like 19, 20 minutes if you're lucky. A third of your TV time is frittered away on all the advertising. And sure, I gotta have some advertising, but you know, in this show, you get a couple of minutes out of almost an entire hour. Of course, you get a lot of me yakking too, but we like to consider that part of the entertainment value, you know? All right, I got a Frank Hazuka record coming up doing the Pickle Polka. And I'm going to point out two things. Every time I play a record by Frank, I always want to say Frank Hazuka and put an R in there. And there is no R. It's Hazuka. And I also noticed that this record came from Don Leary's record store. And I don't know, you know, what the odds are that there are any of you out there that know Don Leary's Record Store, but the store I remember, as I'm bashing things around here in the studio, the store I remember was in the St. Anthony Village Shopping Center just outside of Northeast Minneapolis. And Don was one of those guys. He'd been in the record business for 100,000 years. And I shopped there in the 70s. By the early 80s, I moved out of the Twin Cities, so I never saw him anymore. And the shop is long gone now. But he reminds me, or I guess if you ever watch Pawn Stars on cable TV, the old man on Pawn Stars totally reminds me of Don Leary, who had Don Leary's Record Store. And that record store had every record you could imagine. And I don't know if you remember record stores. I'm sure some of you do. You wanted old-time records, he had old-time records. You wanted the latest rock and roll records, he had rock and roll records. You needed foreign records, different languages. You needed pop songs, rock and roll songs, songs from the 40s, whatever. The guy had a never-ending supply of everything, and he always had them, and the truck would deliver new records in the middle of the week every week, and I would be there when the truck came to see if there were any new things coming in that I wanted to get my hands on. I used to go, this is how crazy I used to be and why I have so darn many records now. Back in the 70s, I was one of those teenagers. Yeah, I didn't fritter away my money on girls or drinking or anything like that. I pretty much spent it all on records. I would go down to Don Leary's record store in the shopping center there, and I would go a couple of doors down to the Snyder's store and get one of their shopping carts, and I would take it into Don Leary's record store, and I would buy a shopping cart full of records. And this is back in like 74, 75. I didn't think anything of dropping $200-$300 on a shopping cart full of phonograph records back then, because I didn't spend it on anything else, really. And so, yeah, that's kind of like where the disease began. But Don Leary was the coolest guy. And if you remember Don Leary's record store in any way, shape, or form, it's just the coolest thing. And there are no more stores like that anymore. There's so few great independent businesses at all. But Don Leary was like the king, man. He had a record player at the counter so you could listen to records before you bought them if you wanted to be sure you liked them. I mean, it was just, anyway. Somewhere around here, I've got a copy of one of his newsletters from back in the 70s he used to pass out in the store. I've got to find that. But anyway, that's enough blabbing. See what happens when I see a Don Leary's Record Store price tag on a record? It starts all this reminiscing. Frank Hazuka, there's no R, here's the Pickle Polka. Have a little Pickle Polka. Frank Hazuka there on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, hailing from Omaha, Nebraska. And they made that record in Dodge, Nebraska for the Czech Record Company. And I don't know where Dodge is in relation to Omaha, but it's somewhere in Nebraska. So there you go. I think we should just press on, because between the last couple of records, I had just talked far too much here. We need to get some tunes going here. How about the Chubby Valley Polka? Here's Chuck and the Harmony Boys. Chuck and the Harmony Boys and the Chubby Valley Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Wow, I haven't played that one for a long time. I forgot how much I enjoyed that one. Plenty of records to go here, I'm telling you. We normally get about 15 records into every show, 15 different tunes every week. And that's not bad, but sometimes I talk too much and we don't quite make it. Anyway, this is one of those cool ones now. And any of you that remember records from the good old days, remember extended play 45s, where there was two songs on each side of the record, and you don't run into many of these in the world of polka. Man, I should have probably washed this record before we got here with it, but that's the way it goes. On the Glow record label, I have Al Coco and his orchestra. Now, it's spelled Cocoa, but so is cocoa when you make hot cocoa. So I'm not 100% sure on the pronunciation there. I love it. Unbreakable 45 RPM record. I know for a fact I could break this. Anyway, there's four songs on here to pick from, and I'm thinking the Zorro Polka sounds like a good time. So let's give it a try. Here's Al Coco and his orchestra. Man, oh man, that's a real rouser there. You're going to have some energy. You're going to dance to that one, I'm telling you. The Zorro Polka. Al Coco at his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And as long as we're into experimental records on vintage record labels, because that one goes way back. I don't know, but you could just tell if you held the record in your hand that that's got to be from the 50s. And that was a great record. I have Bernie Witkowski and his orchestra, his Silver Bell Orchestra, as a matter of fact, doing the Polka Hit Parade. And I notice here a lot of times it'll say on the record, you know, if it's a polka or if it's a waltz or if it's a Polish vocal or whatever. And on the record here it says Polka Hit Parade, Bernie Witkowski and a Silver Bell Orchestra. And it says it's community singing is the description on the record label here. Community singing. So I can't remember the last time I played this record. I have no recollection of this one. And I may recognize it when I play it. You know, I'm not sure. But in the meantime, it's community singing, so I trust you'll all be singing along, right? Well, if you were singing with, you're in better shape than me, Bernie Witkowski at his Silver Bell Orchestra in the Polka Hit Parade, a community sing, it says right on the record. So I hope somebody out there was singing along with today here on the Oompa Hour. And we got some more songs to fit in here. I say we press on. You know, we always like to include a waltz in every show. And we do have Valentine's Day coming up this Saturday. So I hope you're doing something all lovey and smushy with your sweetheart. And, hey, maybe you're going out to a polka show somewhere, huh? Take in a little dancing. Plenty of places to do that all over the country. So no matter where you are, I'm sure you can find a place to be dancing. Anyway, I think it's time for a little waltz. I just happened to stumble across this record from Art Fitch and his Polka Dots. It's one of those, it's cool because it's on Soma Records out of Minneapolis from back in the, I'm guessing early 60s or late 50s here. I don't think it says on the record here. Back in the day, they didn't used to put the dates on records like they do now. Now they kind of brag about it, but they didn't used to. But it's a genuine monophonic recording. And that's cool. And it's on red vinyl. The record itself is red, which is kind of cool. I have Little Ernie's Waltz with Art Fitch and his Polka Dots featuring Ray Sands on the accordion. Let's give it a spin. Mm-hmm. right, there we have it. Art Fitch and his polka dots with Little Ernie's Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. And I suppose as long as I mentioned that, I could tell you more about it, huh? If you ever had the desire to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, or even if you were just curious about it, wondering if it was possibly something you could do or something you would like to do, this could be your chance, because Melanie gives music lessons online via Skype, so you could take a lesson just about anywhere. Really, it doesn't matter. And today, with the way they have internet and 4G and LGTEs and LMNOPs and all that other fancy stuff, you could be in a campground in the middle of the wilderness somewhere and be taking a polka lesson or an accordion lesson, assuming you brought your accordion on your camping trip, if you know what I mean. So you might want to check it out. Now, Melanie's been giving music lessons for more than 30 years, so she knows what she's doing. By the way, she also teaches music theory. And I always forget to mention that because it doesn't sound as fun, but you know what? You get the theory down, and you can play just about anything. You can take your first lesson for absolutely free. There is no obligation. All the information is at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. So check it out. Have a look around. MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All right, let's get back to some music here on your old-time oldies show. It's Tim's Oompa Hour. Let's roll with the Hitman, shall we? Out of New Jersey, it's the She Always Knew Polka.
I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so. Chance. She wouldn't even talk to me, she'd fight off my advance. Since then times have changed, and now she is my wife. She's mine, I'm hers, for the rest of my life. But she always knew that she was my sweetheart. I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so. But she always knew that she was my sweetheart. I knew another guy could never break us apart. Now the time has passed, it was many years ago. Now she loves me and I love her so.
We go, the Hitman there. She always knew she was my sweetheart here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's not a bad song with Valentine's Day on the way here. So we'll just call that our official Valentine's record for the day. All right, now time for another experimental record. And this, I set this aside to play on the show a couple of weeks ago and just never got to it. You know, you do that, you kind of try to organize, and then you stumble into something else. Like, oh, I'm going to play this one, and then something else gets kind of set on the back burner, and this was back on the burner there for a while. And so it must have been okay. Helena Maxlin, I believe, has a record called the Jimmy Polka. She wrote the song. She sings the song. It says it's a Polka Train production, even. Doesn't say where she's from. And I think, and you know, you hate to ever say anything that's not complimentary about anybody, but the photo that's on the record sleeve, and it's just a 45 with a sleeve with a picture, she's sitting on a table. And I mean sitting on a table, like on a bar table with her feet up on the table in front of her, and it's black and white, and there's no background. It's just, it's creepy looking is what it is. And I think that might be why I kind of set it aside, because I'm like, this, it would just, yeah, this is going to, you know, it's a marketing thing is what it is. But anyway, here's the Jimmy Polka. Here's Helena Maxlin on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Hot on the heels, the number one polka band in USA, and the handsome leader of the band is Jimmy Starr. Football players, the music stole his heart. He's the best saxophone player and the leader of the band. No matter where the band appears, the hall is full of crowds. Everybody wants to see him and call his name aloud. When Jimmy smiles, every girl wants him to be her man. But he's so busy working on the road with polka band. Who plays the best polka? Jimmy.
Jimmy, it's a song to Jimmy Starr. That's amazing there. And I was trying to look her up there on the interwebs while the record was playing, and there's some YouTube videos and stuff. Perfectly good song. I like that song. Just the picture on the record sleeve I find disturbing in some way. I don't know. But anyway, Helena Maxlin there and Jimmy Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I got so busy trying to look her records up and stuff that I almost forgot to get another record ready. So I guess we're just going to play the next one on the stack. Here is Elmer Scheid and the Two Eddies Polka.
Thank you.
There, sit back, play these records. Just imagine you're the tuba player. I find myself doing that all the time. Because I could be a tuba player. Never played the tuba. Played brass instruments in high school. I played trumpet and, you know, that kind of thing. But never played anything in the bass clef. I can read bass clef, though. That's not a problem. Maybe I need to get myself a tuba. I'm sure my wife would like that idea. Well, look at that. The old clock on the wall says we're almost out of time already. I'm not sure how that happened. Time to squeak in one from Myron Florin, because we haven't heard from Myron in a while. And I got this great Brunswick record here from back in the 1950s. Here's the Hall's Auction Schottische with Myron Florin. We go, Myron Florin there, the Hull's Auction Schottische, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and see, now I'm thinking I could almost squeak in another record, and I really don't have time, and I really didn't prepare another record, and I was thinking that was going to, but I'm looking at the clock, and I'm thinking, you know, if I were to just, literally, I'm grabbing another record, because I think we have time to squeak one in. Here we go. Here, we're throwing in another spontaneous record. I had totally not planned for this at all, but the clock says I got a couple of minutes. Here's the Frank Kowal Smith and his orchestra, and In the Haystack, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. tell you, it's not that often you just grab a record without even thinking about it and have it turn out be that good. Frank Kowal-Smith and his orchestra in the Haystack Oberoek here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We did pretty good this week. We managed to get in an Oberoek and a Schottische and a waltz and a whole stinking boatload of polkas today, so that makes for a pretty good show, I think. No time for any more spontaneous records, though. I guess we're going to have to roll that theme song, clean the joint up, and get the heck out of here, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back to do it all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!